following show is closed captioned for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
839 1360 975 WTAQ News. Talk. Sports. All right, just quick on sports. Funny story. So I met a friend last night after work, and I'm getting home, and I'm listening to the Brewers on WTAQ. Long story, but I don't have a garage remote in my car right now. It's just we've got a car juggling scenario going on at home. So the bases are loaded in the first inning. And I have to get out, and I have to punch the keypad on the garage door to lift the overhead to bring the car in, right? And I've got the radio loud enough so I can hear kind of Joe Block, blah, blah, blah. And Matt, I'm opening the garage door and I hear Joe, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, oh crap, something really good happened. And I get back in, a grand slam for Mark Brown. So I didn't hear it live. And that, but wait, there's more. All right, so now I've got to take the dog for a walk. I didn't want to putz around with, I've got earbuds somewhere, just didn't want to deal with it. I come back and it's 6-1. So I miss. So really, I missed the whole game. I heard him load up the bases. I mean, so I didn't really miss that. But I missed the live call of the Grand Slam. By the way, huge breakout. You know this, Matt. They didn't do batting practice, right?
Right.
Do you think that's got nothing to do with it, or do you think? They won't tonight either. I wouldn't. I wouldn't again ever. Nah. Nah, I don't know about that. No, I disagree with that. I would change something else up tonight is what I would do. Well, you go with what works for crying out loud. I really think it's important that they split the series. I thought if they took one of four, I would have been okay if they had swept or taken the series from the Cubs. Here's the other thing. You press the panic button, there's still 9 games over 500 for crying out loud. Now, they have not had a good May, but it's not like last May where they threw their whole season away. And just think about it. If May is going to be their tank month, it looks like they're going to survive it this time, whereas they didn't last year. You don't know that. I mean, they could, whatever. But good to see them get back in the winning column. Oh, this is interesting. And I'm going to take this up now because I don't think we're going to have time later in the show. And then, listen, while I tell you this one, I want you to get paper, pen, or pencil handy, because you're going to be writing down some phone numbers and actually some email addresses. I'm going to have all sorts of homework for you in about 5 minutes here. No, nobody said there was going to be work. Will refreshments be served? No. And it's important that you do this. If you live in the city of Green Bay, if you live within the city limits and the confines of the city limits, I'm going to have some homework for you in about 5 minutes. I actually saw this somewhere else yesterday and didn't get to it. Now the Wall Street Journal has it today. Liberals press Hillary Clinton for policy specifics. This is really interesting. I went from thinking she's not running for president to leaning that she is running for president, but a lot of people still think she isn't. I, honest to gosh, don't think Hillary Clinton has made up her mind yet at this. I really don't. I don't. But I think she's now leaning toward running. There's some tea leaves I can share with you, and it's. I'm just telling you. Liberal groups are now pushing her on a number of issues where they're afraid she's going to be moderate and not the extreme left. This is something that isn't being discussed a lot because the media fixates only on the Tea Party versus the establishment Republican Party. The hardcore left liberal base is disappointed in President Obama. They know he's one of them, but he hasn't acted quite as extreme. As extreme as it appears to you if you're a conservative that he's been, it's not enough for them. They're afraid she's going to do the old Bill Clinton triangulation middle of the road thing, which, in retrospect, Clinton did govern pretty moderately because he knew he had to navigate the Congress that he had. What they're really beating her up on is the Keystone XL pipeline. they want her to commit one way or the other, and obviously they want her to commit to not building it. Now, this is only an issue if Obama actually extends this out beyond his term. I don't think he's going to do that. I don't think it's going to get delayed that long, but it might. That's a big one, where they want her to say no. No to the Keystone XL. She can't do that right now for the same reason some alleged Blue Dog Democrats, or Mary Landrieu most notably, but others, oh, yeah, we want this. It's terrible. The president, this delay is just awful. No, this delay played right into what they needed politically. So they can sit there and beat up the president for it, distance themselves from him, and pretend to be pro-energy when they're not. And that's why it was delayed. I don't think she's going to pander to the liberal base and discuss that issue, nor deportations, nor financial regulation, or any other host of issues where she's probably going to want to moderate, you know, or be moderate, I should say, in her position. However, what this story should tell you is there is a rift. This is the old because a tree falls in the woods and the media doesn't cover it. Did it really make a sound? There is a major rift in the liberal movement right now. It's just the media won't dare report it, but there is. The hardcore left base knows that they had their guy in President Obama, but he's an unfulfilled promise to them. I know this seems hard for you to believe, but he's not nearly liberal enough for them. And what's frustrating about it is they know he's one of them. They are wholly unconvinced of that. And that's where the Elizabeth Warren faction of the party comes in. The uber-liberal Massachusetts Democratic U.S. Senator. I'm not convinced she isn't running. That would be very interesting. And because she's out there is why I still wonder, but I'm leaning now that Hillary is running. I still wonder, though, if she really is. That I just the dynamic of that primary would be difficult to imagine. Biden-Warren would be a fascinating primary. And then you could throw in some possibly other, there are some other names that could go in there. What this story tells you, though, is the liberal base is leery of her. The liberal base has never liked the Clintons. When I say liberal, I mean the far left. I don't think a lot of people realize that. They've never been crazy about him. They felt that, it's interesting, I think he mopped up the floor with Newt Gingrich. They think Gingrich walked all over him, which I guess it just depends which side of the fence you're on, but it's pretty clear to me. That's why I wasn't a big Newt Gingrich fan in presidential talk. I felt Clinton played him like a cheap fiddle. But liberals see it the other way. She's not going to move on any of these issues. 30 seconds on this one. I didn't get to it yesterday. A lot of people were surprised that Minneapolis landed Super Bowl 52 to be held after the 2017-2018 season. It was a surprise because this is the first time that New Orleans was on the short list and didn't get the Super Bowl. Anytime New Orleans made the short list, it was a slam dunk. They were getting it. Now, this is what happens. You build a stadium, you get a Super Bowl. I mean, that's really the way it is. And there was no way that Minnesota wasn't going to be rewarded for building that stadium, which is now under construction. There's no way. That was not a surprise to me at all. I thought the theme, however, was kind of silly. Built for the bold. Okay. I'm not even sure I know what that means. I'm not. By the way, speaking of football and people saying things, I'm going to get to what John Madden said on his radio show yesterday. You heard about that, right, Matt? Everyone's guessing now. Who was he talking about? If you didn't hear it, we'll talk about it later in the show. Oh, and we are going to get to the Ron Johnson, Jay Rockefeller smackdown. That is really good stuff. We'll get to all of that. But first, and yes, I know there are those of you sick of hearing about Walmart. This is not just a Walmart topic. This is a call to action. As you know, Walmart has made a new proposal for a downtown Green Bay store on the Larson Green property. As you most likely know, if you listen to this show, Council President Tom DeWayne is showing a lot of leadership in trying to have council take the lead on this. The opponents of Walmart say he's trying to ramrod it through, rush it, blah, blah. No, it's been languishing, it's been festering, and he now wants to push it. Whatever Plan Commission does, he wants council to act on it. Mayor Jim Schmidt remains opposed to this. However, I think there's some things going on behind the scene that make Jim's position on this more complex than what he's letting on publicly. Here's what matters. What is the council vote on this when it gets through Plan Commission, irrespective of whatever recommendation will come out of there? There has been an extension now till August of Walmart's option on the property. So that's less of an issue than it was, although there's still the financials that could muck that up. But set that aside for a moment. Set that aside. Here's what it comes down to. Now it comes down to city council. They need 7 votes. That would not sustain an override, but I will tell you, or a veto, I'm sorry, that would not be enough to override a veto of Mayor Jim Schmidt. But I will tell you what the belief is, and this is just the belief of several council members, that Jim Schmidt will not veto it if council approves it. That he's going to say, well, it's the will of the council and I'm not going to mess with that. So the vote's critical if that's true. If it's 6-6, it fails because Jim's not going to do anything. He'll just let it fail, most likely. He could vote on it, but he doesn't have to in the event of a tie. So I'm going to tell you where most observers see things sitting right now and who the critical council members are for you to call if you support this Walmart store. Because the opponents are playing this game. Well, the majority has spoken. No, they haven't. A bunch of loudmouths who go to meetings have spoken. That's not necessarily the majority. So here's what I want you to do. Okay, first, here are the aldermen you don't have to worry about. Weary, Zima, Nicholson, Tom DeWayne, Joe Moore, and Sladek. They are all, I am told, rock solid yes. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There are 6 rock solid votes. On the fence, I'm not going to bother with the opposed. On the fence, Brian Danziger, Dave Netting, and possibly Mark Steuer. I'm told, if of those three, if there's anyone I'm going to drive you to right now, it's Dave Netting. Netting is seen as probably a yes, but is being hammered by the opposition. So I want you to reach out to him. In fact, I think today we'll just give his number, just for today, because I don't want to throw too much at you. All right, Dave Netting, Green Bay City Councilman, District 5. Here's his number. 437-2318. 437-2318. 3318. I'm going to give you his city council email address in just a second here. But first, his number again. 437-2318. I am told that he's a leaning yes vote right now, but he is being hammered by the opposition. So we can't have his worldview be that they're the majority. Again, if you live in the city of Green Bay, and I wouldn't limit it to District 5, because this is the whole city of Green Bay that's affected by this. So if you're a Green Bay resident, 437-2318. That's Alderman Dave Nenig, 437-2318. All of the emails for city council are this little template. If you want to email them, it's just district5@greenbaywi.gov. So if you wanted to email any alderman, you just, you know, put the district there first. district5@greenbaywi.gov. I'm going to give that and the phone number one more time. Dave Nettig's phone number is 437-2318. district5@greenbaywi.gov. Now I've got one more number for you, because I've got about 30 seconds, 40 seconds, so I can give one more number for you. And if you live in the city of Green Bay, by the way, don't do this more than once. That I don't want you to do. And be polite, explain your position, you know, the rules we always give you. Here's Mayor Jim Schmidt's office number. 448-3005. 448-3005. One more time. 448-3005. Don't let the loudmouth opponents give the illusion that they are the majority. I do not believe they are. Boy, do we have an attaboy for Ron Johnson coming up later in the show. It's 8:56.